Thank you very much, and thank you all for joining the call. As you, I'm sure, appreciated that everybody here at BHP Billiton has been deeply affected by the terrible incident at the Samarco iron operation in Minas Gerais in Brazil just over a week ago. And we continue to be filled with both sadness and concern for the community there. It's been reasonably widely reported that I've already been to the region last week with Jimmy Wilson, who most of you know as our president of Iron Ore. And the devastation that Jimmy and I were able to witness personally on the site and around the community was truly heartbreaking. It was important, of course, for us to go there and to learn more about the local situation so that we could really get to grips as to how BHP Billiton can best help, both now and over the longer term. So we did spend a lot of time with a number of people, certainly from the Samarco workforce and their management team, local mayors and some of their citizens, the state governors and the president herself. And we told them that they could be confident that we'll offer Samarco our full response in the response efforts. Now, that'll change with time, but right now the immediate focus has to be on the safety of what is still there and the continuing rescue attempts and the humanitarian support. And progress is being made, I think, strong progress in all of those areas. While we were there talking to all these people, we heard some amazing stories of courage, huge courage, heroism, and a real commitment to the response effort. And this courage and the resilience that we saw, particularly in the workforce of Samarco and those communities most affected and the first responders in the face of this awful event was inspiring to me and Jimmy as well. Our priority, of course, now is the welfare of the workforce and the local community. And I was very encouraged by the support I saw on the ground that Samarco are providing. They continue to provide food, water and emergency supplies to local communities. And they're also working with the authorities further downstream to ensure that they can supply clean water to the communities who have been affected by some of the tailings entering the Doce River. More than the 6,600 people who lost their homes in this tragic accident have been placed in hotels or bed and breakfast accommodation, and Samarco is now consulting with them each individually to understand whether they would like to stay where they are in hotels or other hotels or move into rented housing. More than 300 potential rental properties have been evaluated, and these will be validated by the community themselves before they move if they elect to do so. The first families were actually transferred into such rented accommodation over the weekend. And I'm also pleased to say that today, children from Bento Rodriguez and Paracatu, which are the two of the bigger communities affected, are back at school today, and the classes are taking place in Mariana. And Samarco have made sure that they have the same teacher and the classmates as they had before the accident so that they can that can help with the adjustment. At BHP Billiton, we recognise that we have a responsibility to support Samarco and the local authorities in the response effort. And I can assure you that I am absolutely determined that we will fully play our part in the response. We have a growing team on the ground, that's BHP Billiton, including geotechnical, disaster relief and humanitarian response experts, senior health and safety executives, environmental scientists, and a number of other support staff. And they're working, and will continue to do so, with Samarco, the communities, the local authorities, and the team from Vale to determine what additional resources we can provide to support local authorities and Samarco's response effort over, well, now and over the longer term. Overnight we can confirm that Samarco has today signed a preliminary commitment with the Brazilian prosecutors in connection with the state of Minas Gerais, and under this the commitment, Samarco will guarantee the allocation of funds totaling R1 billion, which is around, at current rates, $260 million, to an emergency fund. The commitment will guarantee funding for a wide range of emergency measures, including prevention, mitigation, remediation and compensation for environmental and social impacts of the incident. And Samarco will itself manage the emergency fund in conjunction with the public ministry, which gets the community's views heard, And they'll also select an independent auditor to oversee and audit the fund's expenses. And separately, we can also confirm that Samarco has signed a commitment with the authorities in Espiritu Santo, which is the province further downstream. And this covers the measures to prevent and mitigate the social environmental impacts in that state. And there, and most importantly, we need to make sure of a supply of water in the affected areas, analysis of water in the Rio Doce Basin, and the recovery of the fauna in the area that may have been affected by some of the tailings entering into the river. BHP Billiton fully supports Samarco in taking these necessary steps to enable the remediation in the affected areas as quickly as practicable. We need to, of course, plan well, and an environmental recovery plan is also being developed in Samarco with the support of an external expert. Samarco is continuing to monitor the impacted tailing facilities, including the remaining Germano Dam, and again in conjunction with the appropriate independent experts, is developing a plan to reinforce the dam structures and stabilise the area. Samarco's Germano mining operations were immediately stopped following the incident, and you'll know that Samarco's operating licence has been suspended. The operations will remain suspended as the authorities commence investigations and rectification work plans are developed. The employees of Samarco have been put on paid leave, and options are being considered by Samarco for managing the workforce longer term. Samarco, as the operator, will provide you with the bulk of the updates as we go forward, and as well as delivering the support efforts. And we'll provide you with further updates as well as more information becomes available. However, I hope you understand in this context that whilst we'll go to Q&A in a moment, we won't have the answers to all the questions that are out there. I do want to re-emphasise, though, that we're deeply sorry to everyone who has and will suffer from this terrible tragedy. But please do let me be clear. We are 100% committed to doing everything we can to support Samarco as it works to rebuild the local communities and restore the environment.